Saturday, January 27th, Liturgy of the Hours, Morning Prayer. Today we celebrate the Feast of St. Angela Mercier. St. Angela was born in 1470 in D'Isonzo in the territory of Lombardy. She took the habit of the Third Order of St. Francis and called together girls whom she instructed in charitable works. In 1535, under the patronage of St. Ursula, she founded at Brescia a congregation of women who instructed poor girls in the Christian life. St. Angela died in 1540. Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. We'll begin with the invitatory antiphon. Come, let us worship God, who holds the world and his wonders in his creating hand. Psalm 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him. The dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the invitatory antiphon, come let us worship God who holds the world and its wonders in his creating hand. And our morning prayer hymn, praise my soul, the King of heaven, to his feet your tribute bring. Ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven, evermore his praises sing. Alleluia, alleluia, praise the everlasting King. Praise him for his grace and favor to his children in distress. Praise him still the same as ever, slow to chide and swift to bless. Alleluia, alleluia, glorious in his faithfulness. Father-like, he tends and spares us, well our feeble frame he knows. In his hand he gently bears us, rescues us from all our foes. Alleluia, alleluia, widely, yet his mercy flows. Angels, help us to adore him, you behold him face to face. Sun and moon, bow down before him, join the praises of our grace. Alleluia, alleluia, praise with us the God of grace. In the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, Lord, you are near to us, and all your ways are true. Psalm 119. I call with all my heart, Lord, hear me, I will keep your commands. I call upon you, save me, and I will do your will. I rise before dawn and cry for help, I hope in your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder your promise. In your love, hear my voice, O Lord, give me life by your decrees. Those who harm me unjustly draw near, they are far from your law. But you, O Lord, are close, your commands are truth. Long have I known that your will is established forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the psalm prayer, save us by the power of your hand, Father, for our enemies have ignored your words. May the fire of your word consume our sins, and its brightness illumine our hearts. And repeating the antiphon, Lord, you are near to us, and all your ways are true. And the second antiphon, wisdom of God, be with me, always at work in me. Wisdom, chapter 9. God of my fathers, Lord of mercy, you who have made all things by your word, and in your wisdom have established man, to rule the creatures produced by you, to govern the world in holiness and justice, and to render judgment in integrity of heart. Give me wisdom, the attendant at your throne, and reject me not from among your children. For I am your servant, the son of your handmaid, a man weak and short-lived, and lacking in comprehension of judgment and of laws. Indeed, though one be perfect among the sons of men, if wisdom who comes from you be not with him, he shall be held in no esteem. Now with you is wisdom, who knows your works, and was present when you made the world, who understands what is pleasing in your eyes, and what is conformable with your commands. Send her forth from your holy heavens and from your glorious throne, dispatch her, that she may be with me and work with me, that I may know what is your pleasure. for she knows and understands all things and will guide me directly in my affairs and safeguard me by her glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon, Wisdom of God be with me, always at work in me. And the third antiphon, The Lord remains faithful to his promise forever. Psalm 117. O praise the Lord, all you nations, acclaim him, all you peoples. Strong is his love for us, he is faithful forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm Prayer. God our Father, may all nations and peoples praise you. May Jesus, who is called faithful and true, and who lives with you eternally, possess your hearts forever. Repeating the antiphon, the Lord remains faithful to his promise forever. The reading is from Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 through 15. In everything you do, act without grumbling or arguing. Prove yourselves innocent and straightforward, children of God, beyond reproach in the midst of a twisted and depraved generation, among whom you shine like the stars in the night. And the responsory, I cry to you, O Lord, for you are my refuge. I cry to you, O Lord, for you are my refuge. You are all I desire in the land of the living. You are my refuge. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. I cry to you, O Lord, for you are my refuge. And the Canticle of Zechariah, beginning with the antiphon. Lord, shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death. And the Canticle of Zechariah can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Zechariah. Lord, shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death. Enter intercessions. With confidence let us pray to the Father, who willed that the Virgin Mary should surpass all creatures in heaven and on earth, saying, Look upon the mother of your Son and hear our prayer. We are grateful to you, Father, of mercy, for you gave us Mary to be our mother and our model. Through her intercession, cleanse our hearts. Look upon the mother of your Son and hear our prayer. You inspired Mary to be attentive to you and to your word and faithful in your service. Through her intercession, give us the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Look upon the mother of your Son and hear our prayer. You strengthened Mary at the foot of the cross and filled her with joy at the resurrection of your Son. Through her intercession, relieve our distress and strengthen our hope. Look upon the mother of your Son and hear our prayer. Gathering all of our praise and prayer into one, let's say together in our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let us pray. Lord, may Saint Angela commend us to your mercy. May her charity and wisdom help us to be faithful to your teaching, and to follow it in our lives. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.